The next patient is Shirley Howell. The last name is H-O-U-L-E. Shirley is the first name, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. 88-year-old white female that is following the office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. This patient has been very compliant, follow the recommendations, has remained in the same body weight, and today comes with a creatinine of 1.4 that was determined on March 1st, 2023. The estimated EFR is 35. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. There is no evidence of hypercalcemia, and the patient has an albumin that is 4. Number 2. She has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been very well controlled. The hemoglobin A1C on March 1st, 2023 was 6.5%. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 135. The HDL is 64 and the LDL is 48. Following number, hypothyroidism. The patient had a partial thyroidectomy related to cancer in 1988. She has replacement therapy that is managed by the primary care physician, Dr. Lim. Following number. She has a long history in the past. The patient has a remote history of pulmonary embolism. Nevertheless, she is anticoagulated. Following number, the patient has a peripheral neuropathy. She is treated with the administration of gabapentin. Lately, the patient has had difficulty walking, and she has fallen a couple of times. The recommendation was to use support, like a walker, at all times in order to avoid fractures and bleeding. The most likely situation is that this patient has a peripheral neuropathy that makes her very unsteady. I am going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. I invested 7 minutes in the lab. In the face-to-face, we spent 14 minutes, and in the documentation, 6 minutes.